Psachim per Yud Mishnah Dalad, Mazgulo Chos Sheni, they pour him the second kos, Vekan HaBen Shol Aviv. And now the son asks the father, difference in girsas, the rabbi has a girsa Vechein HaBen Shol Aviv, meaning that's the din that they should ask now, but we have a girsa Vekan. Tfarsol explains why, because he dafka waited specifically now to ask the question, because before when they started doing funny things, he was waiting, maybe there was a reason that they were doing them, but now he sees something else that's different, so now he asks. Vim ein das beben, and if the son doesn't have das, aviv melamdo, the father teaches him. And now I'm very excited to say the manishtana to all of you. Manishtana laila zem yikol halelos. So why is this night different from all the other nights? Shebchol halelos anu oichlim chametz u'matzah. All the other nights we eat chametz and matzah. Halaila ze kulo matzah. But in this night it's only matzah. Shebchol halelos anu oichlim shay yirakos. Halaila ze mar. All other nights we eat other types of vegetables, but on this night it's mar. Now, we just said before that by karpas, in the case of the Mishnah, he was using chazeres, which is maror. So Taisus asks, the Mishnah should really say kulo maror, because all you're eating is maror. That's what the child should ask. Why are we only eating maror? So the Taretz is that we know that it's not always the case, because sometimes you can eat other vegetables, which is what we do, like potatoes or things like that. On all other nights we eat meat that's roasted, that's cooked for a long time in water, that's stam, that's mavushal and cooked. But on this night, it's only roasted, and this specifically, the Rav says, they would say this the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. Next, Shebechol Halos, it says, Anu Matpilim Pam Achas, but the Rishonim say, what it really should be saying is, Ein Anu Matpilim Afilu Pam Echas. That's what the Gemara says. Because all other nights of the week, are we forced to have a dipping with our food? We don't have to. Halayla Zeh Shtei Pamim, but on this night, we have to, we see that we do dip twice. Ulfi Daitol Shel Ben Aviv Melamdoi. And according to the Das of the son, the father teaches him, Maschil Bignus Masayim B'Shevach. He starts with the Gnus. Mitchilo Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu V'Avadim Hayinu, like we say the Rab brings. U'Masayim B'Shevach. And at the end, we end off with the Shevach, which is Shekirvanu Amakum La'Avodoso V'Galas Avaseinu Mitzrayim, all those things. V'Darish Mei Arami Ovid Ovi Ad Sheyigmar Kol HaParsha Kula. He darshans from Arami Ovid Ovi until he finishes the whole parsha. And darshaning here, Tfarsol, doesn't mean he makes a drush out of it. It just means he explains everything that's going on.